What do you love most about coaching the Legion baseball team here in Winona?
Just being around the guys in the summertime, the commitment. You know, you get guys that want to be there and want to play in the summer, and you know, it's a little different level of baseball than they play in the spring. You know, and then you get a mixture of Winona High and Cotter kids, so it's kind of a nice balance there, and the competition, you know, is a little bit different than what you see in the spring. So, just, you know, where else do you want to be in the summertime than at the ballpark? I guess that's kind of my flaw.
Okay, so to get to the team then, obviously you guys have had a good enough year to get to state. What do you think has been the most successful aspect of this team throughout the, you know, 2 month season that you guys have?
Probably our pitching. Our pitching's been very solid, very consistent all summer. You know, I feel comfortable probably rolling out five different starting pitchers. And Eli Dennison has been our closer and has been a lockdown closer for us. So pitching's by far our strong suit. Defense has been pretty solid. Offense, you know, at times has shined, at times we've struggled, but, you know, it's been a little work in progress. But, you know, I think with our pitching, we are pretty much kept in every game just because of the quality of pitching we've had.
So to go back to what you said, you guys went to state early pre-COVID, something like that around there?
2018 we went. That was the last time we went.
2018. So what comparisons can you draw with that team and this team that you have right now?
Very similar. I think this squad probably has a little more pitching depth.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, very similar in the makeup of the team, and with the mixture, you know, of Winona High and Cotter kids. You know, we only have two Cotter kids on this squad. I think back in 2018 we had three. So, you know, very similar makeup with that. Probably just a little bit depth. Wise, gotcha. A little bit more pitching depth-wise with this group, but, you know, very similar to the team we took in 2018 also.
So back to this year's state tournament, how do you like your chances up there in Rochester? Of course, you got the pool play, and then it's the bracket. How confident are you headed into it?
You know, I think if we play our game and, you know, do what we've been doing all summer, I think we can win some games. We don't know much about our opponents. You know, we'll draw Prior Lake, St. Michael and Delano, you know, the first three games, but I don't know much about them at all. And, you know, I told the guys, hey, just go out, play our game, you know, do what we've done all summer, and I think we'll be in the ball game, you know, and have a chance to win some games. Kind of stressing more, you know, take care of ourselves, worry about ourselves, you know, and the opponent will be there for us. And as long as we play our kind of ball, I think we'll be in pretty good shape.
For sure. Do you feel that that's more of an advantage that you don't know anything about your opponents versus, you know, high school ball where you kind of do, just because then you can, you're almost forced to focus on yourselves?
Yeah. I think it could be, you know, throughout the year you've run into teams we've seen, you know, before, seen in the spring, and this way you're going against, you know, basically an unknown. So, yeah, I think, you know, maybe it can be an advantage where you just say, hey, you know, just worry about ourselves, take care of ourselves, and the opponent's going to be there for us, but we don't know much about them at this point. We'll have a coaches meeting and stuff later today, and we'll get a stat sheet bracket, you know, or a stat sheet form, and I'll be able to start looking at some numbers, you know, do a little homework tonight. But other than that, we don't know much about the teams we're playing.
So last question for you here, Gary. I wanted to ask you about Legion baseball itself. You know, what do you think makes that summer league so great? You know, it's not high school where you're sort of tied to this school and the pride of the school. It's more of a city thing. You know, what do you think makes this summer league so great? And, you know, obviously it's great because it's been around for years and years. So, you know, what do you think makes it special?
I just think the opportunity, you know, I mean, I played way back when, and I think just the opportunity to play some summer ball with your friends. And, you know, in Winona, you know, play with a couple of Cotter kids who you don't normally get to play with, and, you know, develop some friendships with some outside kids there. But I just think, you know, I'm still in good friends with some of the guys I played with a long time ago. And I think just the opportunity, you know, to continue playing a little baseball, and, you know, you may be playing the spring, but then you're done the 1st of June. So this way you can kind of keep playing, you know, with your buddies. And if you enjoy the game enough, you know, I would think you'd want to extend your career a little bit. So I just think the opportunity to continue playing in the summer, and and seeing some different teams, you know, and we do that. We go to a tournament in Eau Claire where we see teams we didn't see all year, and you know, I try to give them a little taste of something different. So.